Welcome. Hello, welcome to the first episode of the Expressive Mom Show. Firstly, before I make the introduction to the podcast, let me tell you a little bit about myself. I am Miriam Salzberg, a married mompreneur with two kids. I have a teenage daughter as well as a son with ADHD and mild autism. I am also an avid blogger, social media consultant, and manager, author, and a part-time astrologer. I run another podcast called Getting Social with Miriam on Tuesdays at noon CST, which is about social media and business. Influential entrepreneurs in various niches are interviewed on that podcast. However, the Expressive Mom Show will focus on being a mom, parenting, and parenting children with special needs. There will be exclusive episodes on raising children with autism as well as ADHD. However, the podcast will also be focusing on other aspects of parenting, such as how to communicate effectively with your children, having your children do chores, proper nutrition for kids, bullying, raising responsible children, nutrition, marriage and kids, and important life lessons for children, such as why failing is a great thing for them to learn. Also, we're going to talk about being a mompreneur and how to juggle raising children while working. I'm also very excited to say that I already have guests lined up for this podcast. The Expressive Mom Show will be airing on Fridays at noon CST and will air for a half hour. Next week's first guest is Lori Wallen. She's a speaker, certified life coach, and author of Get Your Joy Back. We're going to be discussing how parents of children who have special needs can find joy even during the most stressful times. Now, this particular podcast will be running a lot shorter than it normally would, since this is just really the intro today. But I do want to touch on something very important. I know that 2015 is not really as fresh as it was, say, a month ago. Well, of course, it would have been a month ago. It was just the new year. However, it is still quite early on in the year, and talking about what improvements to make for the remainder of the year is quite relevant. Now, I don't really like to call these resolutions, but I have done a lot of reflecting on how 2014 had turned out. Now, there were good moments and not so good moments, like most years. I found that aside from knowing what improvements I need to make for myself, I know there is definitely room for improvement for my parenting as well. Even though there is no such thing as perfection in life, especially when it comes to parenting, I do know what mistakes I did make and what to correct. Now, one thing I must do is make sure I reach out to more parents and more support groups a lot more often than I have over the previous years, especially for me to reach out to parents who are raising kids with special needs instead of just trying to do it all on my own. I know I have done a good job. However, like any parent, I don't have all the answers. I know I have given plenty of advice to other parents. However, resolution I'm definitely going to be keeping and beyond is to use the advice I've given to others. Now, I'm joining a lot more support groups, and I'm networking with other parents, and I'm certainly taking more advantage of the resources around to keep learning what I possibly can about parenting. Because when it comes to raising kids, even though perfection is not a realistic goal, excellence can certainly be achieved. So there are many resources for every parent, regardless of where you live. All you need to do is do some searching on Google or Bing or what have you. Join some local parenting groups on Facebook because everything is right there. So my message for today, for the intro that is, parents must really, they must cut themselves some slack. All you can do is the best you can. You're never going to be a perfect parent. And again, there's no such thing. There really isn't. So it's not realistic to even expect that. So if you can find something to improve on when it comes to parenting, then find out what you can do in order to make that happen. Take advantage of the help and resources out there because you just need to look. There's lots. So I just want to wish you all a wonderful weekend. Be well and look forward to the interview with Lori Wallen for next week's episode of the Expressive Mom Show. Take care and be well. Bye for now.